Okay, good morning everybody. So we've been learning pretty short a lot of the halachos of Sefiras HaOmer. We spent a long time looking at the first line in Sif Aleph. There's lots of different permutations and halachos that spring off from there. And now I'd like to begin looking at it from like Sif Beis. Sif Beis, the main background that we need is just to remind ourselves of the points we mentioned in our introduction of the fundamental machlokes rishonim, two points of big machlokes, which many areas of practical halacha are based upon. Two big points of machlokes. One is machlokes between the Baha'i against the other rishonim, whether the mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer constitutes one wholesome mitzvah, i.e., if you miss one day out, then you have lost the mitzvah. That's the opinion of the Baha'i, and the opinion of many other rishonim is not so. Rather, even if one misses a day out, you can still continue with a bracha according to those Rishonim. That's one point of machlokes. The point of Rishonim.
You miss what?
Miss one day out.
Wow.
That's what they hold. We're going to come in a second to the practical halacha, but that's the theoretical background.
We're talking about evening versus morning.
No, the whole thing. No evening, no morning, no night. So according to many Rishonim, one day is not dependent on the previous day. You didn't count the previous day, you're too bad. You carry on counting today. According to the opinion of the Baha'i, the Baal HaLokhis Gedoylos, it is one wholesome mitzvah, and once you've skipped out at least one 24-hour period, certainly you cannot carry on the mitzvah according to it. That's one Machlokes Rishonim. Second Machlokes Rishonim, when is the appropriate time to perform the mitzvah? In the night only, and once the night has passed, you've missed the mitzvah, at least for that day. This discussion is irrespective of the previous discussion. At least for that day, you've missed the mitzvah. Or perhaps, no, doesn't need to be done in the night, it can be done in the day. That too is a machlokes rishonim. Now those two discussions are very important for understanding how the halacha works over here. So let's now have a look in Sif Beis in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Mi sheshochah kol halayla. Somebody who forgot the entire night. Right, the entire night, from the beginning of the night till the very end of the night. He forgot and did not count. The lo yishochah. So he arrives in the morning, and he says, oh, babe, I didn't count yesterday. Yidbor bayoyim veloy bracha. So then the din is, he counts during the day, and he does so without a bracha.
Continuation, bread.
Oh, no. Uvalayis shaharta, once he has done that, then on the coming night, yidbor bracha, he is permitted to count with a bracha. So good during the day, he counts that day without a bracha. And then the following night, he can continue counting with a bracha. Now let's just explain what lies behind that. So he counts in the day without a bracha. That's obviously due to the topic that we discussed, that the topic whether the mitzvah can be fulfilled in the day or only in the night. So he counts it in the day without a bracha, as a deference to the opinion that you can't fulfill the mitzvah in the day, only in the night. But you can't, because according to many opinions, you can count in the day as well.
The
Omer
was brought in the night.
The Korban Omer?
Yes.
No, but the Kitzuros Omer was done in the night.
The opinion who said that the you miss mitzvah if you forget night. In the morning you count, you forget mitzvah.
Yeah.
So when you count, what are you doing?
So you're right, according to that opinion. According to that opinion, no point. We're just doing it, we are standing outside of this whole dispute. We have these two opinions. So, because there is the opinion that you can fulfill the mitzvah, so we do it because of that opinion, you're right. According to the other opinion who says mitzvah only in the night, so in the day it's a waste of time.
So right now it seems no room to count this algebra. No room. Because if it's mitzvah, say
oh, you're right. But this is.
If you're not mitzvah,
no mitzvah.
No count.
You're right. But this is like a halachic way of dealing with the doubt of a brother.
Ah,
right? The doubt of a brother. So we brought this lahaka, so you can't go and make a brother.
Mitzvah, but
to say the words, hayoyim, yoyim, whatever it is, lahoyim, don't lose anything, there's no brother. You can only gain. So that's what we do. Now, let's focus on the next page of it. Let's understand the next how we build up the next page. Now on the coming night, you can count with Abram. You can count with Abram. Let's just understand that a little. According to the opinions, if we would take all the sort of a combination of all the most stringent ways of looking at things, we would say, A, the mitzvah in the day is not a mitzvah, and B, that the entire Sfirat HaEmet is one wholesome mitzvah, then you wouldn't be able to carry on counting. We may not carry on counting at all. There's no mitzvah. If we will take all the stringent views. But in fact, we make here
a combination of
in double that lekuda. Now, to enable you to continue counting and with a brother, we make a spek speker. We say, first of all, maybe it isn't one wholesome mitzvah. Maybe, according to many Rishonim, even if you skipped out the previous day entirely, you can continue counting with a brother. That's one point. And even in Tintaloima, even if you'll say that in fact it is one wholesome mitzvah, but it could be that your counting in the day was good. So because we have a spec faker, we say you can carry on doing a mitzvah, and we even say, let's look how far it goes, we even allow you to continue doing the mitzvah with a bracha. As we allow you to make a bracha based upon this spec faker, this double that. There's two arguments in favor of saying that a bracha needs to be said. A, maybe it isn't a whole one whole mitzvah altogether. And even if it is one whole mitzvah, maybe your counting in the day was good. So although there is a possibility that your bracha is actually bracha levatala, but because we have double that, double combination of reasons to say that your bracha can be made, that is sufficient to make a bracha. Now let's just look at this klal a little more closely. Not just how it applies over here in Sfirat HaEmet. How does this apply in the world of Sopik brachos generally? Is this indeed such a klal that when you have a spec faker, a double doubt pointing towards making a bracha, despite the fact that there is still some argument that maybe you don't make a bracha, but there's already double doubt towards making a bracha, do you make a bracha? Taki, is that so?
Maybe it's opposite direction, and you have doubled, so you don't do bracha.
Here you have double doubt to make a bracha. It's better than the average, it's the average stopping bracha. So there's just two sides of the coin, and that's all. Maybe make a bracha, maybe don't. It's like what we might call it 50-50, so to speak. I don't get so much in the numbers of it, but This is stronger. Here there's a greater indication towards making a bracha. There's a double argument to say make a bracha. But there is still a tzar not to make a bracha. Let's call it 75-25, the way of explaining it. Is there indeed such a klal?
There's so much of the doubt in the opinions. I mean, according to some opinions, you for sure won't like the bracha. And according to some opinions, for sure you don't.
Sorry, Shayla, but I mean, maybe there's not an absolute klal.
I mean, if you've got a fruit and you don't know.
Okay, let's give an example and then we'll come to it. So, one classic example which is disgusting, let's give the example, which is you've got something, you ate a fruit, let's say, which was a whole fruit, a whole item, which we call berry. We learned about it once in the process. A whole item, as it grows on the tree, let's say a whole date or a whole
grape.
Where, according to some views, even if it wasn't a kazayis, you make a bracha asroim. That's a sopik. It's a sopik, indeed, it's a sopik. Now, in addition, let's say there was actually a doubt whether it's a kazayis or not. This actual grape wasn't just a tiny little grape, it was a very good sized grape, and it's borderline kazayis. It could be a kazayis. So here you have a double doubt telling you to make a bracha asroim. You ate this grape. First of all, maybe it was a kazayis. And even if it wasn't a kazayis, we have the school of thought who maintains that when you eat a whole item, a barrier, you make a bracha asroim, even if it's not a kazayis. So there we have the speaker indicating that we should make a bracha asroim. And in fact, the din is over there that we do not make bracha asroim, even in case of double doubt indicating that you should make a bracha.
I just don't understand what logic to use. I didn't use double doubt in different direction.
Yeah, go.
Number one, maybe it's not kazayis at all. Number two, even
So how do you know which direction? Which direction to make the double down? Let's just think it over.
Why are you pushing this in? This is another direction. I'm not doing it.
Yeah. You're asking what the Islam tells us to make a specs faker in this way. Make a specs faker the other way. So you can make the specs faker and say, first of all, maybe it's not a kazais.
And even
since
the
loyma.
It's a difference. If you say it's not a kazais, even if it's not a kazais, am I going to be really optimistic?
No, I'm
not sure if you can do it. Let's think it over. Okay. First of all, maybe you want to make arguments in direction of not making bronze. So you say, first of all, maybe it's not a kazais. We don't have to make bronze. And if you'll say it is a kazais.
I said, maybe there's things that you need to do for a one.
No, you don't have. Because those arguments, again, let's say over to the second and clear.
One people said that you're not doing on one grade.
But so what? According to the people who say you've got to make on one grade. Right, the fact that it's not kazayis. The fact that it's not kazayis doesn't affect, it doesn't make less, it doesn't lessen. It's the reason to make kazayis, the reason to make brother Korea, according to that stuff. That's to always be in a sex paper. So the second argument is even if you're telling me, I've still got an argument. Here we haven't got that. Because once you go with the, once you mention the reasoning yes to make a brother, once you mention the reasoning to make the brother, let's say it is a kazayis, then there's no further argument to say not to make a brother.
There's opinion not to make one by one grade.
There's opinion not to make, yeah.
Oh, so right now there's opinion number one that's don't do one grade.
Now, let's this is the important
one.
If you're going to say that you do, now is there any stuff not to make a brother for it? According to the opinion that you do? No.
The coming information doesn't play a role anymore.
Yeah. I think that's the point. Yeah. So let's come back now to this. So I think this is what Rabbanu was Maravis to before. There's various ways of answering this, but this is the most simple way. Then in fact, that which we learned over here, and also Spheres Loimeh, that on the basis of Specs Faker, we then enable a brother, that is not an absolute clown. And in fact, generally the clown is that even when we have Specs Faker indicating to make a brother, the rule of Sophic Brothers in the Hokkel and the concern of Shem Shammai and Levatola is so stringent that even when we have double doubt, we still don't make a brother. The only reason why over here we do take into account the double doubt, and nevertheless, and we go ahead and make a brother, is because in fact we have to take into account the schools of thought, the shittas in the Rishonim who are involved in this topic. And this doubt, this consideration, this topic, that perhaps the mitzvah is one whole mitzvah, and once you miss one day, you've lost the whole mitzvah, that is not considered such a strong tzav altogether. It is a das yochid. It is only one opinion in the Rishonim who holds that. Everybody else doesn't really hold that way. And in fact, were it not for the fact that the one behind this opinion is somebody called the Baal Halachas Gedolos, who is one of the very early sources, and we don't like to just push his opinion aside just like that, we wouldn't possibly like it at all. It's a Das Yochid, that we wouldn't really possibly like it. Out of covers for the Baha'i, we take note of his opinion, and when it's just one doubt, so don't make a brother. But once we have another doubt to put on the scales, then that's it, no more concern anymore for the opinion of Baha'i. So even though, generally speaking, in cases of double doubt, we cannot go ahead and make a bracha over here, we are entitled to go ahead and make a bracha. That is the way Poskim explain it. Now let's just continue with two situations which are relevant to this scenario. As again, we've discussed this case where somebody forgot to count in the night, during the day he counts, then he's allowed to continue in the following days counting with a bracha. Now what does it mean that during the day he counts what is called during the day? So hopefully he'll wake up in the morning, he'll remember right away that he didn't count last night, and he'll count. In fact, when I was young in a shul in London, Rob used to always count after Shacharis.
It makes sense.
He used to just say the line of Spiros, either after the Shisha Yom or whatever. He would just say, Ayom Yom, whatever it is, either for the sake of anybody who had forgotten, it would remind them to say the Spiros. Without problem, yeah. People do that. If he doesn't remember in the morning, so we'll do it at lunchtime in the afternoon. What about if it happens to be an Erev Shabbos and he's mekabel Shabbos early? He's mekabel Shabbos early, long before Shia, long before sunset, and then in that period, in that 1 hour in between his time of Kabbalah Shabbos and sunset, he suddenly says, I didn't count Sefirot Ha'Emet last night. So can he still count Sefirot Ha'Emet? On the one hand, he's already made it as far as Shabbos is concerned. He's made it the coming day. So maybe you've lost your opportunity to count Sefirot Ha'Emet, he's already made it the coming day. Or no, the Maaseh of the Poskim say that you can still count, because this is only a concern as regards Shabbos. It's a special way of bringing the Kedushas Shabbos early into Friday. But the actual day is still the previous day. One other scenario with this will finish, which is what about if, leave this situation of Erev Shabbos, the regular day, he carried on and on and on and on, until after Shkia, a minute after sunset, but it's still twilight, it's still being Hashmoshos, which is topic of the coming day. Topic of the coming day, can he count now and then continue counting in the night or whenever with the bracha? So this is a big discussion. Poskim, some of you really have to decide to maybe ask her up, but there are poskim who allow you to still count in that Bein HaShemoshes and then continue counting on the following days with the bracha. And the main reasoning behind it is what we already mentioned, that in fact, this whole shitter of the Bahag, who's concerned about the fact that when you miss one day, you've lost it, it's really only a last yoki. And once we've given some token cover to his shita, we've said, well, there is a sada at least that you counted. Bein HaShemoshes is topic yo, topic lidus, it's a topic of the previous day. If it's sada you counted, that's good enough to allow with a bracha. We'll stop here.